From the Stereo Sound Records Studios, your home for the best in unsigned and indie punk, rock, and metal. This is The Mosh Pit with your host, Wes Everett.
Welcome to The Mosh Pit. I'm your host, Wes Everett, and this weekend I got to sit down with Sasha and Andre of Major Moment and got to pick their brain a little bit on what their plans are, what the new music is, and what they're up to. Sit back, kick back, and enjoy this episode as we talk to Major Moment. But before we get into that interview, let's kick things off with their single, Toxic. Mosh Pit. I'm your host, Wes Everett. I got Major Moment with me here from Boston.
Hey,
how are you guys?
Thank you for having us, Wes. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. Thank
doing
you.
Great.
It's actually a nice weather in Boston for
once.
Once, right? So for once in March. So we're definitely enjoying all of it. You know?
Awesome. Awesome.
It was like 60 all day.
Oh, 60. Oh, summertime up there, huh?
Yeah.
Nice. We teetered at about 57 today, so it was comfortable in the sun, and then the whole breeze blows, and you go, oh, winter.
Still winter.
Right? And it's going to go back to, like, 40 tomorrow. Right, I wouldn't be surprised.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think we got some lows coming in tonight and tomorrow. So it's Georgia. What are you gonna do? All right, so with me today, I've got two pieces of the band. You guys are a six piece, correct?
Ideal,
Technically,
yes.
supposed to be, yes.
Five and a half.
Ideal scenario, yeah. Yeah, usually for a live set, we definitely would want to be a six piece, but unfortunately, due to different reasons, being in an emerging band is not for everyone.
Right.
It's a lot of work, and people tend to overestimate their abilities. So sometimes people leave, new people come, and as of this moment, we're a five piece, but we're looking for our next guitar hero.
Nice.
If that's you, give us a call.
We'll definitely plug that, get you guys that sixth member. Who knows? Might even turn into like a 10 piece because everybody's just going to be flocking to you guys.
Right. Oh, you know what? We have so many parts going on the recordings. It's
Right.
always a challenge to what's going on in the backing track, what's being played live, because there's so many guitar parts, there's so many harmonies, there's so many keyboards. It's have to pick and choose. So 10 piece would also work.
That's
Hey,
funny.
there you go. There you go. So you guys have your latest single out on Octane, which is freaking awesome. Tell us about the process getting that on there. They reach out to you, you reach out to them.
The story goes back to September of last year when we played Louder Than Life. We actually went to see another band, which is Sleep Theory, which has been very successful on Octane. Also, has been an emerging band. At that time, when they got picked up by Octane, they were unsigned. Now they're signed to Epitaph. So we went to see their set, went backstage to kind of say hi to them and say that they did a great job, and we enjoyed the set, just hang out with them. And we saw Jose and Vincent, their program director from Octane, hanging out backstage as well. And while the guys were still working on their packing their equipment and whatnot, right, we just approached Jose and Vincent and chatted for a few minutes, introduced ourselves. Talked about Sleep Theory, talked about Major Moment, talked about Octane and us being
Talked
fans.
about life. It was just a friendly conversation.
Right.
But I also had a CD with me, and I thought that what could be the best opportunity to give it to program director of Octane, which we actually tried to reach out for the longest time and
Right. Tried to get him up to
unsuccessfully
5 years.
until that point. So that was great to actually meet him in person. And we didn't expect anything to come out of it, but when we came back home a couple of days after, we just heard from Vincent back, and he said that he's gonna play Toxic on Test Drive tomorrow. We're like, what?
Right. And then we didn't even expect it to go into rotation. So we asked all of our fans to kind of support us on their page to increase the chances of it going into rotation. And thanks to you guys, you made it happen. It went into full
Oh,
rotation.
yeah.
It even charted on Biggin's, which is mind-blowing, sitting next to Bring Me the Horizon song, right? It's
Yeah.
quite humbling, to say the least. And then, Vincent reached out later, actually this year already, said that, Toxic is running its course. Do you guys have another song? I would like to play Overcome. And then we also, send it to him. And then a month and a half after, we had Victim coming out anyway. So we were like, well, also, we have another song. Do you want to premiere it? And he's like, yeah, I'm totally down. And little did we know, it was about to be like the busiest week in the history of music business. The
Yeah.
history of music industry was like Linkin Park dropping their single, right? Like every band under the sun dropping their single that week. And they still premiered it and they still played it. And I guess it did well on the test drive because now it's in rotation as well. We're super thankful for it.
Yep. So now we have three songs on Octane, which is amazing.
Yeah, which is wild, keeping in mind, like 4 months ago, like, or 5 months ago, we couldn't even, like, we dreamt about it, right? But like,
yeah,
we dreamt about one song. Okay, let's be honest. Dude,
that is awesome, and congratulations on that.
Thank you so much.
That is absolutely killer. Now, you guys have are y'all doing a full tour, or are y'all just doing Capulet Fest in June?
That's a great question. We're actually talking about this right now and trying to line up shows leading to the festival, and hopefully maybe hopping on the tour after. Who knows? We'll see.
Very cool.
Right.
So y'all got to come to Atlanta.
we might be. Who knows? I cannot tell you any more than that, unfortunately. But stay tuned to our social media. You know, check our website and whatnot. You know, Bands in Town, Songkick, right? Like,
yep.
We're gonna post all the dates whenever they solidify. Everything is gonna be there.
Very cool. Very cool. Let's talk about, you know, the meat, getting into the band, forming the band, and just putting everything together. What was the biggest challenge for you guys?
Oh, yes.
Everything. The challenge as an independent band where you have to do everything yourself, from like pictures, videos, promotion, marketing, I don't know, website, merch.
Right.
Well, writing songs and all this good stuff, you know. It was a challenge to get and learn everything yourself, and actually finding people who we can trust and who we can work with. You know, it's been a challenge too.
Right. I think just like any business, right? It's hard to see the point where it's, well, now it's there, you know, like it's never there. It's like ever evolving, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like, now I'm thinking about all those things that we've, you know, done already over the past like 5-6 years, right? Since the beginning. And you know, there's probably at least the same amount of things I can think of that need to be done still.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh yeah, it's never ending.
Right. A lot of areas and a lot of things that we wanted to try and we haven't tried yet, because we just didn't have enough time to do everything at once. You know, we're like a small, you know, operation.
Oh, yeah.
Business, so to speak.
Yeah, I completely understand that.
It's working better than before, much better, you know.
Right. Well, better.
Slowly, but surely.
Right. No, you're right. Yeah. And I have to thank Sasha for really taking, you know, a big part in, you know, establishing Major Moment as a band, and, you know, helping Major Moment as a brand as well to evolve over time. She learned graphic design from scratch, basically. Now she's capable of designing our own merch, our own flyers, social media posts. She learned video editing from scratch. Now she's editing our music videos and all video content. She's learned website design from scratch, and all that you see on our website, the web shop, all of that is done from scratch by Sasha, which is, you know, phenomenal.
Also, I'm very proud of how our live set from Blue Ridge turned out, and I was happy to edit that as well. It was 11 cameras.
11 angles.
11 angles. So yeah, it was challenging, but I think we nailed it.
That is awesome. And I'm looking at the website now. That's one reason that you'll see me look up. I've got two monitors above where I keep all my notes and all the things, so I can go, oh yeah, there it is. And website looks great.
Oh, thank you.
It's still evolving too.
Oh yes, for sure.
Every week there, we're tweaking something there.
Talking about technical difficulties, website is just like a winner, probably.
Right. We don't have enough time to go there.
Trust me, I used to build them before everything got to just be drag and drop, like your pieces, you know, writing HTML code from scratch and making it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just off center. Now I got to move it back over. Oh, don't get me started.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Also, I have a little bit of a OCD, so it doesn't help.
It doesn't help at all. Yeah.
It adds to the fun of it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Let's talk about y'all songwriting. Who do y'all collaborate with the songs, or is there one lead songwriter in the bunch?
Well, our process evolved, but as the time went, and Andre used to start all the songs before, and we kind of collaborated after the final demo was done. But now we are more of a collaborators right from the very beginning.
Yeah, I try to encourage, you know, Sasha and everybody else to start their own demos as well. So then we can, you know, then I can work on them to maybe get them to like the next demo stage. And then right. We take it to the studio to our producer, Kevin Billingsley, who we've been working with for, you know, since the beginning, since our first record, right? Since our first single came out. And we're, you know, super thankful for his help as well. He definitely opened new horizons to us as far as songwriting, production. You know, like, we learned so much from him, and you know, every time we go into the studio, we still learn something new.
I know you're enjoying the interview, and I'm just going to take a quick second of your time. I got to drop in an ad from one of our sponsors, and here it is, and we'll get right back to the interview.
Experience the captivating power of country gospel music at the Rockmart Theater on Saturday, April 6th at 7 p.m. as the highly acclaimed artist Andy E. McGuire takes the stage with his talented band. This live concert promises to be an unforgettable evening of soul-stirring melodies and uplifting harmonies. Leading the rhythm section is the dynamic drummer Elton Griffin, whose infectious beats will have you tapping your feet in no time. Carlos Wilhelm, a virtuoso guitarist, will weave his magic fingers across the strings, creating memorable riffs that will resonate in your spirit. Levi White, an accomplished bassist, will anchor the performance with his melodic grooves, providing a solid foundation for the band. Completing the ensemble is the skilled keyboardist Lynn Hicks, whose mastery of the keys will add an extra layer of depth and emotion to the music. Together, they will create a musical experience that transcends genres and touches the hearts of all who attend. Don't miss out on this extraordinary concert with Andy E. McGuire and his band at the Rockmart Theater. Secure your tickets now for an evening of soulful country gospel that will leave you inspired and uplifting. Get your VIP passes today at andyemcguire.com and check it out. Well, that's awesome, guys. Again, congratulations on all that. I mean, for being, would you guys say you're a relatively new band, 2018?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're
baby steps.
Yeah, well, so our first EP is called One Small Step for a Reason.
Oh yeah.
pun was definitely intended. Now our latest album is called The Pain That Makes Us Grow. So pun is again intended. We're growing, but we're still, you know, in the grand scheme of things, we're baby band, right? Mm-hmm. You know, we don't have platinum records on walls, but like, who does nowadays in the age of streaming again?
Right.
We haven't done many things like I mentioned before, like we haven't toured extensively, and we hope to change that rather sooner than later. Hopefully there're going to be steps towards that this year. You know, definitely next year. We've played a couple big festivals like Louder Than Life and Blue Ridge Rock Festival when it was a thing. I don't want to say RIP, but
may as well.
We'll see what happens, right? But yeah, we're working on the next album. This is just our first full length album, so I guess you can consider us, you know, relatively new band that only has, you know, probably, I don't know, around 20-25 songs under our belt. You know, and we're, you know, it's
seven music videos.
How many?
Seven.
No, definitely more than that.
More?
Definitely more than about really? About twice as many, Sasha.
No.
Yes, I promise you. Yeah, I'll show them to you.
Okay, great. No, but
they're also on our YouTube page. But some are still in progress. Some are still being made. Some are still.
Exactly, you cannot say that.
No, of course I can. They're almost done. Speaking of music videos, we're planning on trying something we've never done before and shooting the music video ourselves from scratch, actually this month. So definitely wish us luck. We've never done it before. So whatever happens.
I feel like anytime we're starting a video, we're like, oh, we've never done this before, but let's do it.
Right.
You guys got this. So cool. You guys got this. Absolutely.
The thing is, like we have kind of high standards when it comes to most things, right? Like, you know, production, music videos, so
live
little
performances.
Things,
huh? live performances.
So everything like that's, you know, not quite perfect would always bother us. And so for that reason, you know, being our own directors and videographers is going to be definitely a challenge.
Yeah. And with Miss OCD over there, she'll have the, you know, the creative control, make sure everything's projected correctly, everything's at the right place.
Right.
Y'all got this. Y'all got this. I believe in you. Trust me.
Thank
We're
you.
Very excited to release our upcoming music video, hopefully very, very soon.
For Victim.
Yeah.
Very
That's
cool.
It's going to be awesome.
Well, speaking of One Small Step, what are some steps that you guys are headed to? What are your three goals you want to get to in the next 12 months?
Well, we touched upon touring, so that would definitely be one, right? We're going to release remaining 7 songs of our debut album, full-length album. So we're releasing our first full-length album this year as well, so that's the next step. We're going to definitely be working. We actually already have a few demos in different stages of completion for our next album or next string of singles, whichever it might be. So the goal for us is just to keep making music, you know, without taking long breaks, because we've definitely done that before, fortunately. I mean, relatively long, right? Our longest break in between releases was 18 months, and that felt like eternity.
Yeah.
But we came back strong. You know, nowadays you kind of have to stay in touch with your audience.
Yeah, keep it fresh.
Yeah, and you know, keep releasing new stuff for people, because attention spans are getting shorter. And you know,
I'm gonna say 100,000 monthly listeners on Spotify.
That's one of your goals.
Yeah,
one more goals. All right, that's fair. I'm down for that as well.
We'll have to grow really big, but I think it's possible.
We're halfway there.
We're halfway there.
Yeah, cue Bon Jovi right now. Yeah.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Speaking of, that one just left. I totally lost that one. That's what. Yep, it went. We're just going to go on and move.
That's how it happens.
Right.
Future goals, touring, new singles. That was it. How do you guys feel about releasing singles every month compared to like just waiting until the album's done and dropping the whole thing?
Right. So we've done something that few bands do. So and something that we obviously haven't tried before. We've recorded an album. We originally planned it to be 10 songs, right? But we decided, you know, since releasing albums for independent, unsigned, you know, self-managed, self-funded, self-everything bands is kind of, you know, not really the way to do it. We decided that we're going to do it a different way. We printed vinyl records, we printed CDs, and we said, hey, whoever wants an album, here it is. Go on our website, pick up a copy. You're not going to be able to like, you know, download a single, you know, or something like that. It's a record, just like in the old good old days, right? You place it in your vinyl record player, right? And you listen to it front to back, hopefully, if you have enough time. And quite a few people, which is I think a great benefit to any fan. You know, if somebody told me, hey, like your favorite artist is releasing an album, you get to hear it first. Would you be down for that? I'd be like, how much? I'll do it right now. So
we also have quite a good selection of variants for the vinyl.
Right.
We have six different colors. So there's some choices to be made. Right.
And we work really hard with our designer friend who helped us, build the whole layout and the art, beautiful artwork. We wanted every fan to feel like this is just as good of a release as any major label release, right?
Yeah.
Any other band. But meanwhile, we're dropping singles from that album, releasing them not every month, maybe because that's very ambitious, and we get burnt out very easily, even releasing them once every 2 months. But we're gonna keep doing this. Hopefully, this year we're gonna release the remaining seven, and we're gonna have new ones that will be ready to go. And for those people who don't want to wait for those seven singles to drop, again, feel free to go on our website, get a copy for yourself.
You also said that there is no downloads, but we also have downloads.
We now have downloads, right? But you cannot download just one song. You have to download the whole album. You know, that was one of our things. We put so much thought into like making sure all songs are worthy of being on the record. All songs are properly mixed, properly produced, properly mastered. You know, they're in the right order. We probably spent, I don't know, like a week deciding in which order they have to go. All right.
Yep.
Very cool. I love that. I love that design because I feel like singles are killing albums. And I don't know, I'm from that age where the best song wasn't the single off the album. It was hidden. Mm-hmm.
Some of our all-time favorites are probably deep cuts as well, right?
Yeah.
So, you know,
we actually recently posted on our social media and asked our fans, like, what is their favorite song? And some of them answered.
Some of them surprised
like,
us.
Yeah, surprised
yeah.
us. That's cool That's to good. Hear.
Right.
That is awesome.
But I feel you, you know, like the album seems like a dying medium almost. Mm-hmm. Right. But we also have to kind of play this game. Like we cannot just record an album and drop it because people are gonna listen to it and then they're gonna move on to the next thing.
Well, every single release is an opportunity to reach more new people. So
exactly.
We gotta use it.
So since we're trying to grow our audience with every single release, it's kind of helping us versus you already released something and like a little bit of interest is lost. You know, once you drop it, and.
Yeah,
we get a chance to post about a new song, a new music video. Because even if we release the record as a whole, right, once it was recorded, recording a music video for every song would be impossible to do once. You know, we're struggling to do it even like with the 2 to 3 months gaps.
Yeah.
No, I get that, and it's harder to promote a full album once it's out because. Like you said, attention spans are nothing. I mean, we're in the era of TikTok.
Yeah.
You got to catch them in 30 seconds or it's all over.
I would say a second and a half.
Second and a half. I was giving them a little bit of leniency.
Yeah. Yeah. See, me and you were old school, right? We still think 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. 30 seconds is long gone. 30 seconds was gone by probably, I don't know, year 2007.
Oh,
or
man.
Right now we're in the age where, I get to see, I drive Uber sometimes, right? Well, I drive it to fund the band, right? Yeah. So I get passengers sometimes who I hear they scroll on TikTok. A second and a half gone, second and a half gone, mm-hmm. second and a half gone. That's it.
Yeah,
that's one of those TikToks could be us. So.
It could be. Could you tell in a second and a half? Hey, wait, I recognize that.
Yeah. Whoa.
That's killer, right. Man. Yeah, dude, guys, I am totally looking forward to more from y'all. I'm excited to maybe catch up again, maybe 6 months, see
Absolutely.
What's going on.
Yeah, that would be great. By then, we are hoping that we're definitely going to have a few more songs out. Probably almost all of them.
Yeah.
So we're gonna, you know, gonna have more to talk about, and you know, more music videos,
very cool,
more shows, more everything.
Yeah, definitely. For the next event, what was that, Capulet Fest?
Yes, Capulet Fest, right.
Are you setting up cameras again? Are you going to do 11 angles?
You know what? Believe it or not, we're trying to do more than
what?
We're trying to add more angles. Maybe we're going to take a few off, but we're trying to do somebody would film us from stage as well. You know, that would be nice. We weren't able to do it at the Louden Life or Blue Ridge, right? But yeah, that's definitely in the plan. Hoping that it's gonna work out.
Okay, very cool. Excited to catch that. Excited to see you guys. Let's maybe look at right after. Well, not right after, but a little bit after we can recap the show. You know, see
sure.
where your tour is headed, because I know y'all are gonna have a tour by then.
Yeah,
we gotta manifest it, right?
Yeah,
sure. We are working hard on that. Trust me. Yeah, we were just discussing it in our band chat.
Yeah, exactly.
Just minutes ago.
Cool. Well, if you guys need any help getting to Atlanta, Southside down here, let me know. We'll do what we can to help, because we like to bring new music and new bands and find them new fans.
Thank you so
That's
much.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Every little bit is very much appreciated by us. You know, thank you so much. Really.
Absolutely. Tell everybody where they can find you on all the streaming, all the platforms, all the socials, all the stuff.
Exactly. We're everywhere.
You're not gonna escape. Right. We're on every single streaming platform, on every social media platform.
And you can find all the information on majormomentband.com. There's a cool merch. There's all the information about the shows, videos, all you need.
Yep.
And follow us on social media. Follow us on TikTok.
If it's a thing, like by tomorrow.
Right.
Follow us on the next social media.
On Instagram. We love Instagram, actually.
Yeah, y'all are super active on Insta. I'm highly impressed.
Thank you.
It's not easy.
Yeah, it's not easy, but I kind of enjoy it. You know,
you started to get into the rhythm of it, right?
Yeah,
right.
Hopefully.
Hey, look,
don't jinx it.
Mm-hmm. I was the kid that said, you know what? I'm never gonna get an Instagram. I got Twitter. I got Facebook. That's all I need. I didn't want those. And now I'm on Insta, and now I'm talking to you guys. So, hey, yay!
Yay!
Again, thank y'all so much for sitting in on the pit. I've absolutely enjoyed picking your brain. Definitely want to catch up again. So,
thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Again, another big thanks to Major Moment for sitting in on this interview. Really had fun picking their brain, talking music. And I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. But now we're out of here, and I'm going to leave you with their latest single. Here's Victim.
Where do we go?